Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, just last week, Workers' Party MP Raisa Khan resigned, and this was following her admission last month that she had lied to Parliament about accompanying an alleged sexual assault victim to make a police report. Now, further questions have been raised about the incident involving the former Sengkang GRC MP lying in Parliament after she and other WP members gave evidence to a parliamentary committee. To share more on and give us some updates, we're joined now by Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. Zak, thanks so much for joining us again today.
No, thanks for having me on board again. Yep.
Good to have you with us. So, Zakir, we've all read over the last couple of days about the conflicting accounts of what happened after Ms. Raisa Khan lied in Parliament about a sexual assault case. What are your thoughts on what's transpired after the over the last few days?
Gosh, I think this was a story that everyone had been following over the weekend. But if I could, you know, we've had 2-3 days worth of sort of what we'd call bombshell revelations. So we've got to go back to Thursday's press conference by the Workers' Party leaders, where they, for the first time, they opened up and said Raisa had told Workers' Party leaders she lied a few days, actually, after she spoke in Parliament in August. And they also said they decided to give her the space and time to address the issue and speak to her family about it, and that she should take her time. And then the very next day, it emerged, Raisa had been appearing before the Parliament's Committee of Privileges, and she gave another bombshell revelation where basically Workers' Party leaders, she said, told her to, you know, continue with the narrative, and which everyone interpreted as keep to the lie until you found out.
Okay.
And that's taken a bit of a blow in the Workers' Party, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do we know if we're really comparing the accounts and the narratives of Ms. Khan and WP Chief Pritam Singh?
So I think there were sort of three key differences where the account of what Pritam and Raisa said differ. And I think the first was sort of on the disciplinary panel. You know, and Raisa says when she met the party leaders, if they take any action against her, she says they told her they wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But when she met the panel a month later, the leaders appeared to have changed tack and suggested she resign for her own well-being and because she had lost the support of the other MPs.
So, Zakir, does this, I guess, can of worms reveal about possible divisions within the party, if at all?
Yeah. So I think the party's quite split. I mean, there've been a group of senior members who felt the way the party leaders handled it, you know, telling her to continue with it, really didn't make sense, and they should have owned up and fessed up earlier. But on the other hand, you've also got a lot of support from party loyalists who basically question, how is it that someone, you know, who'd been under the spotlight, you know, for untruths for some time, suddenly appears to give a reliable account? And I think for many of these Workers' Party members, they prefer to take the approach of let's wait and see till the full facts are out. And there's also this feeling that the Privileges Committee was a bit premature in releasing its special report.
We're speaking with Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. Do you think that the Workers' Party's handling of the episode has taken a hit to its credibility or impacted the party's credibility? What do you think are going to be the repercussions of the last few days and the revelations that we've seen?
I think, you know, the WP's handling, the WP's reputation has definitely taken a hit among the general public. But also, I think, among its supporters, many of them, I think, at least from the comments on social media and over the weekend, seem to suggest that they weren't entirely comfortable with the way the party leaders had handled the issue. However, I think there also remains a significant group of people, both Workers' Party supporters and otherwise, who will feel, let's wait and see before, you know, the full account of facts are known. We've only heard, you know, from evidence over 2 days. We should really wait for more facts to emerge, I'd say.
So do you think, though, Zakir, that the situation could have been handled better?
I think so. I think, as many of my colleagues have said and written over the weekend, party leaders could, one, have admitted and, you know, pushed Reza Khan to own up or to issue a statement about the falsehood as soon as they know. This was around National Day, 9th, 10th August, right? They knew before then. And I think had it kind of come out then, I think the repercussions would have been far less severe. And I think this is a case of where, you know, trying to cover up an inconvenient matter or trying to sort of manage a situation kind of spirals out of control and, you know, the situation becomes a lot more grave than it is.
And that said, the Workers' Party has said that it will respond at appropriate juncture and forum to the Privileges Committee report on Raisa. So when will we know more? What can we expect to happen next?
I think there are a few things. I mean, quite a lot about this saga still left known. I think there were hopes that the Workers' Party leadership in Pritam Singh would have put out a statement or at least speak about, present their side of the story in the next few days. And we're not sure if that's going to happen. I think we can hope that the Privileges Committee puts out a second special report sometime this week. And I guess, ideally, this would be what it would have heard from several of the Workers' Party leaders, their side of accounts. Having said that, I think the hearings of the Privileges Committee are held in camera and they are meant to be secret until, you know, divulged by the committee and Parliament itself. So I guess we will just have to wait and see what happens, because I think that appears to be the approach many of the party supporters and members are also taking. In a sense, they want to wait till, you know, second tranche of report is out, or at least till Pritam and the Workers' Party leaders' response is given. And I think, by all indications, Pritam and his party leaders seem to want to take this approach. They will present the facts before the Committee of Privileges and maybe put out the account, let that committee put out the account.
Okay, well, I think everyone will be waiting and watching to see what happens next. Zakir, thanks so much for giving us an update on that.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.